From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump told servicemen Sunday at Dakota Air Base in Japan that no one, no dictator, no regime should underestimate American resolve. His remarks came at the start of a nearly two-week Asian trip, which is expected to focus on North Korea and trade.
History has proven over and over that the road of the tyrant is a steady march toward poverty, suffering, and servitude. But the path of strong nations and free people, certain of their values and confident in their futures, is a proven path toward prosperity and peace.
And some of his comments, while directed at American troops, could also be seen as a veiled warning to the isolated nation. After his speech at Yokota, the president took a 25-minute flight on Marine One, which sat down at a country club near Tokyo. Catalonia's ousted leader, Carles Puigdemont, and four former ministers turned themselves in Sunday in Brussels following Spain's issuance of a warrant for their arrest. Gilles Desjumop is a spokesperson for the Belgian prosecutors.
History has...
In the presence of the lawyers, they were officially notified of the European arrest warrants. In compliance with the Belgian procedure, the Brussels prosecutor's office will seize an investigative charge in order to execute the European arrest warrants.
A Spanish judge issued the warrant for Puigdemont the day after she jailed nine members of the region's separatist government. This is VOA News. Hundreds of protesters were arrested in Moscow Sunday during a demonstration against Russian President Vladimir Putin, coinciding with celebrations of Russia's National Unity Day holiday. According to OVD Info, which monitors crackdowns on demonstrations, 360 people have been arrested in demonstrations across the country by 5 p.m. Sunday. Moscow police had put the figure in at about 260. A news agency said that many protesters in Moscow had knives and brass knuckles. Protesters at the unsanctioned demonstration are believed to be linked to a nationalist politician in the Kremlin. Saudi Arabia's state media says it has intercepted a ballistic missile fired from Yemen and aimed at the King Khalid International Airport northeast of Riyadh. Iran-backed Houthi fighters in Yemen have claimed responsibility for that missile, which was intercepted by the Saudi forces. Saudi authorities said it caused no casualties or major damage. The Houthis said that they were targeting the airport. Saudi Arabia is leading a mission in Yemen to eliminate the Houthi forces, but the violence has begun to spill over the border. Saudi Arabia's Gulf Affairs minister said Saturday that he had confirmed information about a plot to kill the Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri from the leader's personal security detail. Hariri announced his resignation Saturday after delivering a blistering attack on Iran and its proxy militia, Hezbollah, both in Lebanon and across the region. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday that the resignation of Lebanon's prime minister was a wake-up call to Iran's ultimate plans.
It says what the Middle East is really experiencing. It's experiencing the attempt of Iran to conquer the Middle East, to dominate it and subjugate it. And I think when Israelis and Arabs, and it's all the Arabs and the Israelis, agree on one thing, people should pay attention. We should stop this Iranian takeover.
Netanyahu was speaking on BBC's Andrew Marr show. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society says it has discovered several cases of fraud committed during the height of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa from the years 2014 to 2016. In a statement, the aid agency said that it is outraged by the discovery and said it would ensure any staff involved are held to account. The outbreak killed more than 11,000 people, infected another 29,000, and cost more than $6 million during its height when it ravaged the countries of Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. In Sierra Leone, the Red Cross said it had found evidence of likely collusion in Guinea over billing and fake invoices costing $1.2 million, and in Liberia, they found inflated prices for relief items and payroll. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.